Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Hey, I'm going to try to do like the radio thing and keep one headphone off my ear and then inevitably
put it back on. Yeah, because you can keep your head in the game production.
I can just, I'm over here.
Luke, cue me up.
I can do this. I can give Christine a, it's very orca. I don't point. I give her Clinton thumb.
Yeah, and
or
like,
I rise.
Rise. Or maybe also a settle down.
And Christine knows just by eye contact, that means bring that up.
She's good. She's trained well.
What I just.
She's a well-trained girl.
Welcome to the Bonfire, SiriusXM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder.
Hi.
That beautiful son of a bitch is Big J. Okerson.
Hey, bud.
Go see him this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, Comedy on State, BigJComedy.com for tickets.
I'm running my special, so I get it.
Go get Jasoned.
Yo, get Jasoned.
Get Jasoned.
About to get sunned. Jasoned.
Yeah. I'm still playing Friday the 13th. Still love it. Still out here killing teenagers. Well, you called me on Sunday.
I had a very interesting thing, I guess I'll mention to Lewis at this point. But you know me and Lewis, Jay Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, are playing an NBA 2K game at Skankfest.
For a gun, it's gun in the butt, too.
For a Duck Hunt controller up the shitter.
Damn.
Now, I'm a shoo-in to win this. It's funny if I don't win, but I will say I think it's mine to lose.
Well, then the chatter's going to start. Did you take a dive so you could take a gun in the butt?
Maybe I love it up the ass.
Yeah, this is all a ruse.
I didn't even think about that perspective.
Yeah, you're right. You have to win or else this is going to look like you took a dive, dude.
Hell yeah.
I want you to go down in the third quarter for a gun in the butt.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah, all right, you're breaking stuff? Good job, I'm serious.
Heavy phone.
Black.
Oh, microphone.
Our Black King, the Black Tiger, Lewis. Johnson.
Yeah, Butterfingers. Johnson.
Also, Jacob, Christine, and DJ Lou are here.
But I...
Yeah.
My thumb is wrecked right now from basketball today. I fucking jammed it bad.
Are you going to have it... Are you going to be in a thumb sling at Skankfest?
I may be. I'll tell you this.
Like one of those wrist guards?
I for sure today, and I don't know how long it's going to hurt this much, I can't put any pressure on, so I cannot play video games today.
When you play, you're going to be like, Christine, it's hurting again. She's like, I'm going to pop it. You got to pop it like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon. Pop it.
Pop. I guess slam it against the wall. I got to, I'm going to watch, I'm going to watch Dahmer all night tonight instead.
Ice it, you know? You're going to want to ice it.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe do some light thumb wrestling with Christine just to get it on the mat, have it work a little.
Just get it dancing around a little bit, getting the footwork down.
Are you, how bad is it? Is it, because I mean, jamming your thumb,
it hurts so much,
jamming any finger in basketball.
It was hours ago now, and it's 2 hours ago easily, and it's throbbing.
I feel like you should be holding that drink. That was a big part of it, too.
I'm just putting it out there. I think in between shows, we go to Duane Reade, get you one of those ice packs, and you have an ice pack on your hand.
I can do it when I go
Steve-O
home.
Will understand the pain.
No, that's right. I can't look like a pussy in front of Steve-O from this.
No, a guy that staples stuff to him will. Yeah. He'll get it.
He's like, I lose 2 teeth a week.
Yeah.
Oh, jam thumb. That sucks. I don't have toes.
I lost all my toes.
Oh, man, that sucks. You'll be fine by Skankfest. You'll be ready to ride. Also, what team is Lewis bringing? I know you're bringing the Sixers.
Brooklyn Nets.
So, okay, so you're not giving him like an all-star team.
No, not an all-star team, but Brooklyn Nets. I mean, he's got Durant and Irving.
Yeah. No, that's a good matchup.
And they have, if I don't know what roster he's using, but if they have Andre Drummond, that's not an easy Embiid back down. There's plenty of centers in the game. You can toss to Embiid, he's knocking them back. They eventually have to double-team him, then you kick it out for the three. But... Andre Drummond can hold them.
We were going to do a game. We were going to make it like a Christmas Day.
And my thumb doesn't work.
We're going to make it like a Christmas Day schedule and have Dave and I play Nuggets versus Knicks and then loser docks. So really, no matter what happens, there's you're going to win.
But I think
they're docking no matter what.
I think
there
are going to be preliminaries, and Dave hasn't played in years.
Oh, I'm not. I'm kidding. I suck at NBA 2K. Madden, I'll fucking mop them up.
But there should be preliminaries of some
sort.
That'd
be fun. You know, have like some of the interns play.
Yeah.
While they're warming it up. Who's going to host that bad boy? Who knows about basketball that's good at hosting? Josh Adam Myers?
Dan Soder.
I don't know about basketball. I'm a football guy.
You don't understand the game of basketball?
I don't. I live on the grid. I live on the gridiron. I live sideline to sideline.
I thought that it was Jay and Lewis playing and you and Dave commenting.
That was the initial idea. For you and Dave to comment the game. That. Yeah. You said you would do that, right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'll do that. That's fun. All right. Way to book it. On air.
No, this was center.
Responsible. This was no, I know. Bad. I'm also a pothead and completely
Wait, I'm like, are you not doing it? My schedule's going to art right now. I'm on a deadline.
No, send me. I don't. Once I get the schedule, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm doing that.
You guys, you and Dave Smith are commenting.
That'd be great. When? What day is that?
Friday.
Fuck yeah. That's bonfire and that? That's fun as hell.
First day.
That's great.
It's before bonfire, right?
Yeah. It's
oh, okay. Man, we might get you coming in with a gun right up your tuchus.
No, the actual gun's going to be at the end of the game now.
I don't know. Remember?
Are you going to do it at Skanks?
We hopped on there was a group text where there were some questions that weren't yes or no answers, but the response was no.
Yeah, Lewis. So. No, we should have, it should be like an unveil. We're doing a Skanks the last night.
You're doing Skanks all three nights.
So Sunday there's a Skanks night.
Yes.
Nighttime?
Yes.
After Kill Tony.
Wait.
I didn't know the schedule, dude.
Huh?
You're locked in.
No, what I do know is Sunday.
You're doing a Skanks the day you tape your special?
That night. I know that it's Skankfest. What am I going to do? I know that I'm off schedule. Circumstance just happened to be the case from 5 till like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
I have like a 4-hour break there.
We need to go get
you. That is the exact Eagles Cowboys game.
No shit, on Sunday.
So yeah, a bunch of people are going to go watch it somewhere. I mean, there, but like in some room. We're going to figure out how to watch it, but that's going to be fun.
I'll be gone. I'll be back in New York.
Yeah, you'll be gone by then.
But I'm going Thursday through Saturday. Through Saturday night to the Baby Boys special taping.
Yeah. Gonna hang at a comedy jam, drink Kiney Zeros.
Oh my God. I'm getting fat from drinking all my NAs.
You're gonna live it.
It's a lot of weight for
We're gonna
beer.
See it.
I'm getting all the weight of beer and not the coolness of it.
A lot of firsts. First time we've had video games. It's gonna be the first time Bonfire's traveled to it. It's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, because we did Brooklyn.
Yeah, we did Brooklyn before. I'm saying we're on the road. A road show with the boys.
Do you know what the stage looks like for the live bonfire?
Where? What rooms are happening in?
Chandelier.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great. It's where they're
something. Jacob's cooking up something fun.
It's cool. The big. It looks Vegas-y.
Yeah, it looks like a big lounge space.
But it's,
like
what
there
would
could
be
a like Frank Sinatra impersonator.
It's what would have been the ticket counter though for a movie theater.
Oh.
That's been turned into a bar performance space.
It sounds like this area with all its different rooms, fun place to see shows, but also do drugs. Like, you're like, oh, it's a chandelier room.
I think they're going to lock they're going to lock the unused theaters, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's some that are just like warehousey looking.
Until the zombies show up, then you really don't have much of a choice, do you?
The stadium seating is going to be interesting. On what? Some of them. The movie theater seating on some of the rooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've bombed in so many movie theaters that I'll probably have flashbacks.
Me too. Do you remember that video? Remember the video of the girl who got up and started doing comedy that no one asked for in a movie theater? Do you remember that?
Yeah. We didn't watch that
on
here,
not
we?
On this show.
Did you guys watch it on Skanks?
It's a million years ago. You could absolutely bring that up.
No, that was like a year ago, right?
At least.
It was
during quarantine,
yeah.
For sure.
It was in L.A., and she just stood up and started doing
The movie was, the projector was having problems.
So she was just.
So she was like, I'll save the day, and no one asked for it. You never saw this book? This is worth the peek.
That's always in movies where, like, the little girl's afraid to sing, and then the grandmother's like, come on, baby. And then she's like, and everyone's like, this is great, but no one asks for this.
Nobody.
Nobody wants someone to just randomly do stand-up.
Oh, people were like, man, if you did that, they were like, people like complimentary, but they're like, oh man, can you imagine if you did that? Like, you would kill. Like, no, I wouldn't necessarily. It's a weird situation. This psychopath is crazy for thinking she could do it.
I go to book spots sometimes feeling like they don't want me to do it.
It's early comedy shit when you talk about comedy with such passion. That's why I said in all those tropes that are absolute garbage bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a real comic, anywhere there's a microphone, you'll get up on stage and do your thing. Like, no. That's a horrific advice. That's obvious. Sometimes there's a live microphone at a Bennigan's. Just grab the microphone and start bothering people. That's Corey Feldman behavior, dude.
Yeah. But it's also, what the fuck is up, Denny's? It's that energy. What the fuck is up, Bennigan's? Shout out, Bennigan's. We are looking at becoming owners of a franchise.
In Dubai.
in the port of Dubai.
Dubai Denny's.
I suffered through that dumb belief. I wasn't smart enough to be like, oh yeah, this isn't worth your time. For the first like 2 years I lived in New York, I would just bomb in places.
Damn. The 2 years ago, I had to stop you from, you're like, hey, can I get out of the show 5 minutes early? I'm doing a bar out in Cape Cod that someone asked me to do last week in an open mic. I'm like, why are you saying yes to everything?
Yeah, dude, I was saying yes.
I got to go to a tattoo shop in deep, deep Brooklyn. So can I just squeeze stack breaks?
I got to get on the D train for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I promised the guy, damn, why are you doing that? Well, the guy told me Greer Barnes did it and Mark Norman did it.
It's always the Mark Norman.
Mark Norman, Greer
Mark
Barnes.
Mark Norman did it and had a hell of a set. And then you're like, well, I'll do it. And you're like, sorry.
Also the passive aggressive, like, I know you're big time and get a lot of money, but it's like, we can give you $50 and free drinks. And you're like, please stop.
Yeah.
None of this is a thing. There, that was the first room. That's the room we're doing Bonfire in.
All right.
It's cool. The stage is by that arrow right there that she's around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's not there now. It's the lobby of a movie theater.
How big is that room?
It's pretty big. Stands 1,000.
Okay.
Why? You get nervous? Get performance anxiety?
Yeah, why? Your masterpiece? Dude, you got to show it to the masses.
Come on, dude. This is your moment.
I'm going to also go.
There's 2,500 people there.
I'm going to be paper.
At least, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I'm committed.
Yeah, dude. You got to get into it. It'll be fun. We're committed. Jay's thumb's going to heal. Everyone's going to have a great time.
My thumb's going to heal, or I'm going to have a duck hunt controller at my butt.
And were you thinking about doing that Sunday night? That reveal?
What?
On Skanks? The gun in the butt. The gun in the actual butt.
Oh, yeah, I think it should be done on the last Skanks.
Yeah, it's like breaking a champagne bottle on a ship.
That Skanks is afternoon.
He's like, goodbye!
Hmm? It's afternoon.
Stop, Skanks?
Stop.
Sunday? So that's the one we should do it at, though. It should be presented at the last Skanks.
That was exactly what I said.
Yeah.
You should bring it out on a pillow.
Oh, the gun? Yeah,
and have
for
Lewis
sure.
Inspect it.
He offered me. Thank God I didn't take it because, I mean, I think my thumb's going to be fine by then. At least I could put pressure on it. 2 weeks.
Do you think, let me just ask.
I'm telling you, like, tonight, like, it's bummer because, like, I can go home tonight and play video games all night. Christine's doing whatever. But my thumb, I literally couldn't put pressure on it.
Do you feel at any point that, like, video games, sometimes you can put some pressure on and you don't play as well because you're like...
On yourself.
Yeah.
I've practiced playing loose. I don't know how else to describe
it. Okay. Because Lewis is also... Here's the thing. When you play someone in a video game that doesn't know it at all, there's almost like this innocence of shit-talking that can really fucking wobble you. Where there is like...
Innocent shit-talking also.
Like they'll just notice something that a person that plays the game all the time wouldn't notice. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, oh, you really like to go to the corner and shoot. And you're like, yeah, I do. And then you stop
and
doing it.
Yeah, because then you're like, well, I'm not saying that's all I can do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I'll pick and roll him into the ground.
I mean, he probably won't even know what it is. And then he'll just be in like, your guy's tackling my guy. Have him stop tackling my guy.
He's keep standing in the way.
He's just going to launch through. You know, Nick Novicki, our buddy, comic, Nate's buddy. I used to stay with him in L.A. when I go to L.A. and we'd play NBA 2K, and he just launches threes with the Celtics. And sometimes...
Oh, I was going to say, keep in mind, Lewis might do that with
Kyrie
Irving and Kevin Durant.
That's what I mean. Sometimes people just lob threes, and that's when you start getting video game angry, where you're like, okay, well...
That was Pete Davidson's game, dude. When you come over, he shot only threes, and when he shot it, when the ball went in the air... He'd stand up. to wait for it, see if it goes in or not. And if it didn't go in, he would just sit back down. If it went in, he had like a whole like a snap.
I used to play
arm pump thing.
I'd play him in Madden, and he would go for it on like 4th and 12.
Oh.
And you're like, hey, can you not do this? This isn't fun. I'm gonna take the ball away from you, and then you're gonna be defeated when I'm at your fucking 12-yard line.
Damn, yeah. You really sunned his ass.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm more just said like, are you just gonna keep shooting threes the whole time?
No, I was getting mad because it ruins the game. This is what I mean.
Someone who goes for it on 4th down on Madden is a chump asshole. But, piece of shit who doesn't understand football.
But you're just being like, you just want it.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. Jay is anti no punt rule.
No punt is crazy.
No punt is crazy.
Now listen, if we agree to play a fun game that there just are no punts, you know, we do no ground game UFC.
Yeah.
We do all just standing UFC. Even if you knock the guy down, and if the next punch when he's on the ground could knock him out, you got to let him back up. So if we did a game that was no punts, that would be a lot of fun maybe. But if you're playing a game and like, hey, if I have 4th and 1 on my own 30-yard line, you have to punt.
Yeah.
By the way, situationally.
Yeah.
There's a chance you have to go for it. You're down by too much and whatever. But yeah, I mean, dude, someone in the first quarter going for it on fourth down is dreading.
I think
dude,
think we should play no punting next time I'm over.
Yeah.
You have to go for it.
Yay. Dan's going to beat me by 67 points. He's going to slaughter rule me at 67.
No, I'll try it. I'm saying, though, because then I might go for it and then you get it at my tent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Listen,
let's
I'm
change
down.
It up. But back to this game, I'm saying, do you think there's a point where you like put too much pressure on yourself with everyone there? It's like,
it's possible.
Is there points? Like, are you giving Lewis points or
15? I have to win by 15.
Okay, so he's a 15-point dog.
But
are we allowed to gamble?
15's not a lot of points, dude, in basketball. It's not.
Christine, have you set anything up?
Threes and a two.
Have you set up any sports book action? Like with DraftKings for Skankfest?
That's wrong. It's 4-5-3s.
I know there are sponsorship guys. We're working on it.
They are? Really?
Yeah, they're trying to figure out.
You can start betting on stuff at Skankfest, like Ellis Mania fights.
That's what.
Gone in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
Because
sure.
What is it? I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn right now, but I know we've worked with BetDSI in the past.
Well, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
It'd be awesome though. I'd love to get some action. I'd love to get a Skankfest parlay going on something with some Ellis Mania fights.
Damn, I'd love to play video games tonight.
To train? You gotta call it training.
Not even. I wouldn't play only because I got The Last of Us Part 1 again.
Tape it up.
But man, maybe if I tape it up. I don't know.
We can shoot your thumb. What were you gonna say?
Not about this. Do you mind if I lower the TikTok lighting?
Yeah.
TikTok star lighting?
Yes.
In here?
Yeah,
I don't know why it's on so high. I thought I lowered it when I came in.
It was a TikTok star.
That's what I got kicked out for.
But I lowered
That's what I was. And by the way, I
no,
do look
you
like.
You lowered the other switch.
Christine, lower it?
I do look like a guy that should be kicked out of a room for a TikTok star.
A little higher. There we go.
I'm surprised they didn't tell me I was bumming them out the way they kicked me out of this room.
The way you're acting is bumming me out.
I don't know what your whole vibe is, but it's like sad dad who lost his kids in a fire. What was that movie with Affleck?
Fuck, dude.
Casey Affleck?
Something by the Sea. You have giving your whole Manchester by the Sea thing right now?
With your Dunkin' Donuts. It's like you went home and your kids were ablaze.
Your kids are charred skeletons because you had to go get cigarettes?
Because you have a drinking problem? And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll leave. Putting my fucking laptop in my backpack. I was like, I'll just get out. Get out of here.
You look sad.
Yeah.
And it's kind of making me sad. Could you go?
Best case scenario, you're like Marky Mark in Perfect Storm. Like you're about to die.
I got to give Christine credit where the credit's due. When she showed me a TikTok, I hate TikTok.
I know.
I hate talking about TikTok.
You know why, though? It's actually a lot more noble than you give it credit for. It's because you know it's the Chinese government manipulation of the youth of America.
Yeah, and that's the reason, and I won't get behind that.
And Christine, you know that. You shake your head, but you know that.
Christine keeps calling it. Christine's so positive so on TikTok because it's an addiction.
Yeah.
So it's addiction someone telling you they're able to manage coke. But I'm saying she talks about it in the thing like a dumb person would say. She says it's really, you learn things from it. It's really informative.
It's educational.
It's educational, she calls it. That's what dumb people say.
It's the most educational form of social media to ever exist.
Totally. And you know, because I smoke American Spirits, my cigarettes
are
good
for you.
Look at
Black Blue nodding. Whoa. You guys are just boomer people. You don't know what you're talking about.
Don't use that word. That's my mother.
Christine.
China loves you.
Yeah.
I love you.
China does manipulate where, like, it shows Chinese students, like people that are, like, great at karate, like people that are great at gymnastics,
promoting China now? Do you understand how everything you're saying?
Yeah, Christine's, Christine's learning karate through TikTok.
No, I'm saying they show, like, young people having great achievements in China, whereas they show dumb shit in America. Like, the algorithms are different.
Jay, I learned tiger style.
The algorithms... One person in this room explain algorithms to me.
I got that. I got you.
Good.
It's Don Cheadle in Space Jam.
Okay. I'll accept that. That's the only answer we have so far. Anybody want to challenge that?
Thanks, guys. I'll take home the trophy.
It's Don Cheadle in Space Jam. Thank you, guys.
Shout out East High School.
Isn't it like a computer-generated
memory
sequence?
Even you're starting
off
by saying, isn't it like... no one knows for sure, but everyone keeps saying it. By the way, I've used it, and I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Tracks your habits.
Yeah.
Viewing habits.
I'll tell you what it is, man. Three letters. M-A-N. It's the man. It's the man keeping you in a box, Christine. But
I don't
the dog
want TikTok
video,
to know my algorithm.
But that's why I watch it through Katie. I use her as a human shield.
Yeah, so Christine brings stuff. But she showed us something that I don't know if anybody watched on... When she sent it on TikTok, it was really funny, actually. It's a guy golfing. Do you see that? And the two deers? Dude, the audio is so great on it. It's actually what's happening on the video, and we'll tweet it out, I guess. But there's two deer, like, doing stuff to each other in the background.
Like fucking?
I don't want to say what because it's part of what's the funny in the commentary. But the commentary, it's got to be post commentary. Yeah. You saw it before, Lou? Yeah. It's got to be post-commentary put on, but it really is good. The guy does a good job of sounding like an announcer. It's got that Tom Brenneman voice.
I've seen videos on TikTok and Instagram of like people doing like cuts of their day where they're like walking down a sidewalk or whatever. And then it's like a hot girl being like with inspirational music behind her, being like, "Today was a pretty good day. I did some meal prep and then I got a latte and went to a meeting." And it's like people, it's so fucking insane.
By the way,
that
I'm
when
sure...
they find it in the future, they're going to be like, "These guys were such assholes."
Yeah,
it is. I'm sure it's sweet, by the way. So I'm not taking an overall shot at what he's doing or is. Oh wait, yeah, show this.
We need the background. It does not. Yeah, you got to love the focus here with the driver on 13. A deer is sucking off another deer in the background. It does not faze him. He rips that down the middle.
Oh, that's Bob Menery. 15. It's Bob Menery doing the voice.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. He does like sports videos.
It's really funny. But I mean, there's a deer sucking off another deer in the background. Play it again. It's really funny.
Yeah, you got to love the focus here with the driver on 13. A deer is sucking off another deer in the background. It does not faze him. He rips that down the middle. That's
it does not faze him.
Yeah, he does that. He was on. He does the Brenner. He does the broadcaster voice. Perfect.
Presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
This might be the last time I put on a headset.
I pissed some people off in high places.
Well, yeah, dude. Bob Menery was on Billions. He was one of the guys that called the fight. When we did the boxing match.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was cool.
He's a comic?
No, he just does like internet videos and a podcast. He was the one that Antonio Brown was on his podcast when when Antonio Brown was going around saying crazy shit. Gotcha. Like right after he retired.
I like to fart in people's faces. Wasn't that he was in trouble for? Farting in doctor faces?
Oh, I don't know. But he did a lot of cool shit.
He just fall.
You know what I did? I don't send you guys TikToks because I know how much you hate it. So I saw that on TikTok and then I went and found this on YouTube. And I sent this to you guys.
He is not distracted because there is right now a deer sucking off another deer on the side of the green. Look at the replay.
Damn, dude, that video is crazy.
I've never known that animals suck each other off.
Can you look up, do deer give head? Dude, are they?
I mean, it's right there.
They're evolving.
I mean, his neck was bobbing on his cock.
Yeah, but
her neck. His neck? Who knows?
Who knows? That's what you don't know if it's a mother thing.
Well, if it's a gay deer, now I've got a problem with this.
No, not on our golf. Not on our golf courses.
Yeah, not in my backyard. No gay deer.
But like that one. That one was like it was like sucking its dick. The first one, it looked like it was maybe feeding.
Milking.
Yeah, I don't know. Do deers give head? What if they did?
Christine, take a note, please. Do deers give head? Stop.
I think that's going to be the name of my autobiography.
Do deers give head? Dan's Soda Story? And you're about the author?
Yeah, about the author. My beard is completely gray by then, and I'm in a black turtleneck.
Damn. What do you think? You know, it's funny. I was watching an old Always Sunny last night.
Yeah.
And seeing the just not age even in a bad way. You
sure.
know what I mean? Like Mac looks like great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's in great shape and everything now. Rob McElhenney.
Yeah.
But seeing the age of them is so, I wonder what it would all, like seeing my dad always kind of take, well, not so much lately, but like when I would see him, I saw him so few times. Like,
sure.
There was one stretch between like him probably going from like, you know, I didn't see him since the time he was like 40
mm-hmm.
much, maybe once or twice, from like 40 to 55, I saw maybe like four times. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you saw him age.
Like, so there was one when he came around where you were like, whoa, dude, that was like a big fucking gap. So I'm so curious if we can't imagine what everyone would be.
If we all came back?
Oh, just in, we haven't seen each other for 15 years from now.
Oh, dude, like a reunion on the roof?
You think you're going full gray beard?
Yeah, full gray.
Full gray beard.
Yeah, I think it's going to be completely gray. I think I'll be completely gray in 5 years.
What if I just completely start going shaved face? I'm like, ah,
you're clean.
That.
Yeah,
past that.
Wow, no, I like it. I like the feeling of wind on my face.
Yes, yeah, I'm kind of past that now. I wear polo shirts and stuff.
Yeah, Jacob, just a solid mustache, just a detective's mustache,
just a stash. Maybe long hair. Maybe let it grow out a little bit.
That'd be great. But I like the stash. Lou goatee.
Luke, can you? Is there any kind of a dare or prize we can give you? To give your hair 6 months of growing out?
Oh. No.
The cul-de-sac? You wouldn't give us the cul-de-sac?
No, dude, I aged 10 years. No way.
It's going to be so funny, though.
To who? Everyone?
Us and everybody in the world. How humor works.
Not to me.
Oh, you got to sacrifice one lamb. You know, you got to break an egg or two.
Uh-uh.
Hey. You wouldn't do it?
Fuck
when
that.
Lewis did it, dude. Remember when Lewis did it? He has George Jefferson hair in texture and shape.
So disappointing.
Dude, that's why I fucking got science involved. That's why I went and fucking got the fucking transplant.
Well, do you remember when...
Is that the first time you've said that on air?
Yeah, I can't believe I haven't talked about it.
I think on this show.
I feel like a pussy.
Well, you were supposed to... Well, no, you were holding...
I've been doing it as a joke.
Yeah, but
stage.
You were holding it on... you were holding it for a himbo.
Yeah, but
point.
Now we know that, you know, the episode aired with them already.
Did she just come out?
Yeah, it came out of the closet. I'm old Danny transplant. I was insecure and
Dan's
I got...
cyborg hair?
Yeah, I got fucking a space toupee.
Yeah.
I had science get involved.
They took cilia from the inside of his asshole.
I took the back of my head and put it on the top of my head. But yeah, I was going to talk about it on Himbos, but I've been doing it as a joke. And I was like, why haven't I talked about it on the bonfire?
It worked.
It worked.
Very exciting.
But you know what? I will say I felt dumb after I got it. I was like, I should have just gone. I should have just fucking gone bald.
Yeah.
There was a part of me that felt that. I was like probably like 70, 30. But that I'd get hit with that 30 and be like, ah, I'm a pussy. I should have just.
I think it's a cool thing that you can get it done now. A lot of guys.
But that's what I call it. On stage, I call it the fake tits on my head. It's like fake tits on my head.
You're your midlife crisis tits?
Yeah, they're like my midlife crisis tits.
Ooh.
And I just walk around with fucking.
You know, I like a nice, thick, luscious transplant head.
But I get it, dude. I'm like, fuck it. With big, like, fake boobs. Because Katie and I were talking about it.
Do you
like,
worry
hey,
you weren't actually
like,
going bald?
It's the same.
You worried you weren't going bald, but your head was growing so big that your hairs were getting further apart?
All I knew is I didn't want to look like Sam Cassell. I was going to look like the white Sam Cassell if I lost my hair.
That's my thought about my gunt.
Is what?
About my gunt is that like I probably don't have sparse dick hair. It's just spread out. But if I lost that weight, the hairs come together. I probably got a thick bush.
Dude, if they took half my skull off, that would have been me, but white.
To trim me down?
Yeah, I would have been white Sam Cassell.
That's a head.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's a head, like, it's teeth, it's eyes.
Also, I got like the guy that I was going to for like the sprays that I was using, mm-hmm. He was like, dude, we can do one thing, and then you'll never go bald. And I was like, let's fucking rock, dude. I'm not having kids.
He's like, look, you can keep coming back and...
But then it felt like...
Dicking around.
I felt like, you know, I was like talking to people about it, being like, I don't know, I feel kind of vain that I did that. I should have just fucking taken it. Should have just taken the L.
That's not embarrassing at all. The embarrassing is for 10 years before that, you're using spray.
Jacob, what's that? The spray?
You're using spray hair for the longest time. That's what you should be embarrassed
about. No, it's not spray hair. It's a spray.
I know. There's spray hair. Dude, that'd been great. Joke that, yeah, goes, I'm spreading a new rumor about you. For actually the last 10 years,
I have spray paint.
Spray on hair.
Dude, I have one of those things. Katie's got to put it down on my head, and we're in the kitchen with Krylon. Like,
oh. It's fibrous spray.
Yeah. They hit me with that a couple times on Billions near like last season in the back up top.
Anytime they have to fix your flaw for something on a show and they say it, they're so matter of fact, they don't give a fuck. So if they were like, oh, Jay, we want Jay to wear this thing for this thing, and it's like, ah, dude, I'm too big for that outfit. They go, let's throw him in some Spanx. Let's make him a real jerk off. Make him look like a jerk off in front of females on the stage. Dude, when I had to put on nude underwear over my bird that I couldn't get even semi. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. Calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
Moving to... Look like I had something. It looked like I look like a woman wearing panties while a female production crew is like filming the thing. I'm like, can we just never not shoot from the waist down and I'll just act like my pants are down?
Dude, one time,
I hated it.
The boxing episode of Billions. There's a scene where I'm sitting down, right, and I was sitting there, and the director walked over and he goes, "Hey, do you want to like?" Or it was the costume designer. Was like, "Do you want to cover this up?" And I was like, "What do you mean covered it up? Because I was in a tank top, and it was just my..."
Like your back fat.
It was my tit. Oh. It was my tit, my gut, and it just was like this weird lumpy thing. And I go, oh no, is that my body? You're like, oh no. And I like sat up, and the way I was sitting so it wouldn't do that, they were like, "We can put you in Spanx and fix this real quick." And I was like, "No, it's fine." I had to do like the, "I can do it." And then like, "No, we're going to put you." And there's a scene when they're talking to me where you see me, I'm in Spanx under because it's slapping my tit against my
rib. I'll tell you what,
rib.
Though, while you're wearing those Spanx, though, I bet you were flexing arms a lot the whole time. Really, it's like, might as well own it if I own it.
Dude, I flex. If you watch me say this, you could almost hear me say it.
Talking through your teeth.
Yeah, the line through my teeth.
Line.
Yeah, I'm going to win that fucking fight. Yeah, dude, but that when they were like, "Do you want to fix that?" And I was like, they weren't being rude. They were just like,
magic. So yeah, yeah.
What's that?
It felt so good to like be in it.
You know what felt worse? When it was over and I had to peel off like a fat fruit roll up in front of those ladies.
I
could have gone back to my trailer, but then I would have had to like, yeah.
I haven't been able to do like shapewear and padded bras and all that because then you just take it off and it's just like,
yeah. Janine Garofalo, when at the old stand, used to have a really funny bit about that, about how like she's just all Spanx and perfume that she sprays down. It was really funny. She was like talking about peeling it off. I was like, that can. But that was the only time I wore it, and I kind of got it, because immediately I was like, well, look who just lost 20 pounds, all in his tits.
Janine jumped on Skanks last night for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, dude. Jack Young posted a picture, you know, Be Kind Rewind. He posted a picture of Janine listening, and it was like, when my mom's concerned.
Yeah. It was really funny. She's great.
Yeah, dude.
We did put her in a
weird spot. Tosh got it?
Oh, yeah.
Has he not talked about it? Here's the thing.
I don't think he does talk about it.
He doesn't talk about it, but first season of Tosh.0, he looked like that, and then second season, he looked like that.
Yeah, Joel McHale, for sure.
Yeah. I saw
Jeremy either Piven. Saying.
Piven's the classic one. Piven, you saw.
Oh, yeah. Piven was bald in Judgment Night.
Yeah.
McConaughey.
And PCU is like almost gone. McConaughey, you know what's funny is I saw an article where one actor was like, didn't even want to admit it.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, but they were like, oh, I took a natural herbal supplement, and there then it just—he's just like,
that
just
was,
it. Was it?
McConaughey
said he
insists
he won't. That doesn't that make
it's
it worse?
Ridiculous.
He's like, just admit, dude. Just admit that. Like you were saying, when I said I felt guilty about it, you were like, no, don't.
Look at Costa.
They could film me getting a hair transplant like Live Aid. I wouldn't care.
I'd be down to do that. Yeah, send
Have
Jacob through the process
playing as it's happening.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Dude, you want...
You look great.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I got my big fake tits.
Fantastic.
I got my hair tits.
Fake tits look awesome.
Thanks, dude. It really did, like, make me, you know, have a little more sympathy with women with fake butts. That's the weirdest
thing. That's the funniest thing, too. Is they were saying that Kim Kardashian, like, is so, like, follows the trends of stuff, too. She took all of her implants out because Skinny's back in now.
Did
well,
she
I think
really?
They're trying to like make Skinny back in.
What is?
Well, it's kind of happening already.
Did she do that? How many surgeries do you think that took for her to get flattened out?
Tits and ass.
Damn,
I'd say it's one day.
Dude, she just comes back and she's like, "Oh my god, these pajama pants are falling off me."
I think the retrieval process is probably pretty easy. Well, although they might have to like take a little skin off those tits because they're going to be all bagged out.
Yeah. What? How much? When did she do this? Has she done it?
I think Christine told me.
I didn't.
Do you think that's why her and Pete broke up?
What? You doing what? What?
Well, you're going back to just like a regular Armenian girl? But you was like...
Yeah.
They think she has.
Yeah, because she lost a bunch of weight. She wore Marilyn Monroe's gown that she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President to JFK in at the Met Gala. That was a big thing. She couldn't alter it. She had to lose like 17 pounds to fit into it, which was crazy to lose her body.
So she popped the tits out?
She may have, though, gotten stuff reduced after that.
It's like a mechanic. He goes, all right, we'll get you in there. We're just going to hit that noise behind him. He goes, all right, we're going to pop those tits out. We're going to take a look at that ass. We're going to try to fit you in that dress.
People, she seems like...
Shut up! I'm trying to talk to Kim Kardashian!
Mark! Yeah, the tits! How much are you tossing for you to pop out some here? I can get that done. I can get that done this afternoon.
Can you imagine doing a surgery to get to fit into a dress? Like two major surgeries? It's crazy. Yeah.
I imagine that.
Yes. She also, she seems like this like big statuesque figure, but like she's tiny. I think she's like a 5'2".
Yeah, she's tiny.
Tiny chick. So even I feel like her big tits and ass, like in person, it's like it's on a tiny little frame.
Yeah, but they're big though. That is fuck turkey territory.
Yeah, she's fuck turkey for sure. She is.
Yeah,
but now she's all skinny.
Little stat girls.
That whole family. What they're gonna do is they're gonna be those. I mean, they're gonna keep getting work done for sure. And she's gorgeous, Kim Kardashian for sure. But you could see in like that chest area where she's talking to James Corden there.
Yeah.
It's like she's getting all clavicle-y, and yeah, it's getting all sucked in. I mean, yeah, look at that, where she was. Look at those cans.
That's just, it's funny for to be.
Oh, it's a picture of a penis.
I mean,
your
dude,
boobs.
Dude, that picture, please screen grab that so you can show. That is the most unflattering picture of Pete. They made him look like a zombie, dude.
Is that real? Yeah. Did she shit talk Pete on an interview?
I don't know.
So it takes a brutal swipe at him.
Dude, that's how gossip works. They get they just get someone you know, and they gossip about it, and you're like, that's not true.
Here, let's hear it.
I don't know. I haven't talked to
clickbait, dude. I love it. I love clickbait. I want to see what everyone from Dukes of Hazzard looks like now.
The whole cast?
Yeah, of course. I don't mind swiping right on 75 screens to finally get to it.
Oh, what? You're going to lock up my whole browser?
No, I do have a virus because I don't think I have a virus. I've seen this before and haven't had a virus last time.
Why did I start getting 10 more emails every hour? What happened?
What have I done? Jesus, yeah. They make you watch
Christine,
something.
Whose side are you going to take if she goes against Pete?
You know what I see with the clickbait one?
I'm going Kim.
The clickbait ad I always see is I'm forgetting her name, the girl from The Bourne Identity. You wouldn't believe where she's working now. Like she's in a supermarket.
Is it
they
for
do
real?
That
she
all
is?
The time with
no.
People. No.
She's doing films like she always has. But they
keep showing. they're always like, by the way, someone you saw like not long ago always. I used to get with the This Is Us girl. They're like, you won't believe the massive weight loss and how different she looks. She goes, she's bigger than ever.
They just start taking your friends from your online profiles. And they're like, where's Dan been? You all right, Jacob?
Yeah.
All right.
COVID?
No.
Did you test today?
Did you test? Dude, she looks like sickly.
She's still
she's
hot.
She's really thin. She looks.
She does
she's,
look
now
very,
she's
very,
Jacob's type.
No, she is my type.
She does look very, very thin, but she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's,
I don't know, man.
You don't think her face is beautiful?
Do you think that over the test of time that she's going to end up being a bigger sex symbol than Marilyn Monroe?
No, she's pig trash, and she's famous for nothing, but she's pretty,
well,
for sure.
So is
I think she will be the new representative for crazy girls. Like the way that Marilyn Monroe is like there. That's the Marilyn Monroe poster is like a pirate ship flag for a crazy girl. Like they put it up their staff and you're like, oh, here we go. It's going to be a lot of pink in this girl's house and it's going to be a problem.
You also seem to kind of have to die young for everyone to say you were like the thing.
Yeah.
The icon has to die young, I feel like.
But also, I think Kim Kardashian, I think to be nicer, I think there's a chance that she's almost like the new Elizabeth Taylor. Like where like there's like people that like love her. Yeah. Just a slut. Just start bashing Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor had 8 husbands.
Just walking tits.
I mean,
that's awesome.
I mean, is it? I don't know if those relationships were good.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She put down 8 dudes.
Can you imagine?
Kim Kardashian has a basketball team's worth of black children.
Hey, that's fun.
Well, our friend Michelle's had like 4. I'm like, how do you get that many men to marry you?
Yo, Tirish got 3.
Dude,
Gary, husbands.
Yeah, Gary was
that's
the second.
Crazy.
My dad was the second husband.
Dude, I can't wait till PS to explain to somebody. Goes, what? Oh, these are the black children of my ex-girlfriend's initials.
Did you ever listen to College Dropout? It's this guy. That's his kids. In order.
I don't think she's going to be remembered at all, like not too much in the future.
Of course she will. No, dude, she's been around. She's, if you have a 20-year career of something, dude, you're remembered.
Dude, she's been mega famous.
People remember B. Arthur.
For, yes, but well, she's...
Hold on. Golden Girls stands the test of time. Always will.
You're fighting a battle against someone who's agreeing with you. I said people remember B. Arthur.
Yeah.
My point is...
She's been gone for a long time and everything.
But they have documents. Like Marilyn Monroe has documents. You can watch a film and say she was famous for this.
They've had a show filming.
Nobody's going to go back in 20 years and watch her old shows.
But no one goes back to Marilyn Monroe for movies. It's always the iconic pictures, the Playboy pictures and stuff like that.
Like, there's seasons of a show, like seasons and seasons and seasons of a show.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite episode of Kardashians where you go like, season 15, episode 22?
Bruce Jenner become Caitlyn Jenner, and you had no idea that was even going to be a part of the storyline.
Right, but I tell you what though, and this will, I don't think reality TV has any backwards watch value on many things. I shouldn't say that as I'm saying that. I'm like, I'm watching 60 Days In now, but I'm tearing through that. But that's also a violent, like, social experiment. It's not just like, oh, like, I'm so upset my famous boyfriend's doing something. Like, I'm going to go drive the Bentley and piss and moan to his sister.
Yeah, eat a salad.
Who's also doing great. She goes, hi, I was just finishing having the chef make dinner for me and Travis.
They're always just eating some salad out of a bowl. That's
oh, yeah, they're always in the run with salad.
Yeah, they're always just, like, walking, eating salad, being like, that sounds crazy.
Is this Kyle Dunnigan?
Did you watch the show?
Kyle Dunnigan has done the perfect impression of it. I've ever seen it, they're always eating salad.
Yeah, and it's become increasingly more just like they're so rich.
So my point is being like the backwatch value on it is very low. I love Bad Girls Club. It's all on Peacock now. I don't go back to watch the seasons before I got into it. I'm like,
you don't watch it like I watch wrestling?
If something happened that crazy in Bad Girls Club seasons I didn't watch, I watched the other season so much it would have come up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It would have been like, oh, that one girl got stabbed by another girl. So it's like, I don't have to go back and watch more bitching and moaning. Like, I'd rather watch the new Love After Lockup than that.
Yeah, you'd rather watch DeAndre just...
Deontay is fucking up, dude. He is fucking up his new thing already.
He's a fucking wiener.
And the one guy, the best thing is this guy, the new one, the guy who got the hair transplant where you see his scar big.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome. I'm in the club with him, dude.
He's with the girl who was just with him when she was in jail. She has no interest in him at all right now.
Damn, am I?
He found her.
Are you going to leave me and I'm going to be dating jail ladies?
Buddy, he looked her up online ago. Someone gave him an anonymous tip, so he looks up his girlfriend now, or his wife, actually. They got married immediately. His wife has escorting ads up and pictures of her in like underwear and everything. And she goes, she'll suck for whatever, half hour for $100 and some. And he's like, you could spend the night with her for $180. And he just gets like pouty faced. And when he goes and talks to her about it, she goes, okay, listen, my friend is on one of those sites and she, they canceled her account. Like they flagged her account. So she asked me if I would post an ad for her. And I was like, with your pictures? And she was like, oh, yeah. You see it immediately? She goes, oh, I didn't even think that far ahead in this lie. Why would it be me spreading my ass cheeks?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Love After Lockup's the same thing about 90 Day Fiancé, where it's all just like really dumb people taking a shot downfield at love.
They're also
like, it's all Hail Marys. All those are just love Hail Mary shows.
Well,
like,
Lou, you're caught up, right?
Yes, you were just talking about Chaz and Branwyn.
Chaz and Branwyn, for sure. But here's the thing about that.
Those names.
Here's what the problem I'm having with the show right
Chaz
now. I'm still going to watch it because these people are real, right? and they're just such a great slice of life to watch. However, and Lou backed this up, I had a problem last week. They show Deontay shows up at the moment. He's looking through the window while Lindsay is working with a guy who likes her. It's the guy she's staying with. Like, she's paroled to his place or whatever.
Yeah.
And Deontay hates that. But she's like, he used to work for me, and like, we're just friends, and he's giving me a job. And while they're on break from this job, he leans in. You see them both close eyes and turn head and cock face, and it goes to commercial coming up. And later, when Deontay walks up, he literally grabs, he goes, but I wouldn't get in the way of your happiness and if you're happy with this guy, and just kisses her on the forehead. It was not like they definitely shot them two going in for a makeout.
Yeah.
And then they didn't make out. It was because it wasn't like he last minute even dipped and said, no, kissed her on the head, we shouldn't do this. It was a different thing. they were showing them getting ready to make out, and then when it came back, they show them just kissing her on the forehead. It's like, oh, so this is like producers, like
editing trick,
editing. Yeah, it sucks. It's like weird. Like, oh, you don't. I don't think you have to force these people in the situation. It's happening.
Yeah.
They have to go off to rehab. Someone's gone in the middle of the night because they found meth.
They're just filming people coming out of jail, and they're like, the first guy that pitched that.
I hate massaged reality, though, when you find out.
What, that it's all, like, manipulated and...
I don't really watch even the cheaters anymore. It's just like, you see it all now. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's so, like, yeah, why would two muscly guys who definitely, like, they're not, like, muscly guys, like, pretty boy muscly guys. These are, like, fucking angry dudes. And when they fight, they just both bear hug each other and like spin around in circles. I'm like, guys, you're not going to throw a punch? We just walked in on your girlfriend dressed like a clown blowing him.
Yeah. Yeah. They when you find out like all that stuff, I used to love Blind Date. And then I remember
people who went on it.
Yeah.
When you know people go on, it's the funniest.
Al Jackson went on it and he was like, it's produced like a motherfucker. And then I couldn't watch it the same ever.
Well, Rocco did when he went with the girl. And while she was changed, they went to the Hustler store.
Mm-hmm.
Rocco Stowe, you know Brian,
yeah.
Brian Stowe, right? He was a comic from Philly. Goofy personality, dude. So ridiculous. And yeah, when he went on the show, he went to the Hustler, so he's a good-looking guy in great shape.
He's the one that DeRosa has the story about being naked, and he's like making his sauce, and yeah. He like grabs.
I was there for that. He goes, Joe, you got to start a gravy with his fucking bikini underwear boner and Joe's butt. Joe, come on, no, because he was reaching around behind Joe and goes, no, you got to stir it, Joe. You got to get in there.
Just like, ah.
Just like, ugh. He had a picture of himself in his phone of him like holding a towel low, like in the middle of his shaft and doing this with his hand on his head.
With his hand up on his forehead.
Yeah, he just had that in his phone. You see his dick hair and half shaft. It was a wild picture. But Rocco, I don't know what the point of that was.
Oh, you were saying, he went on Blind Date.
Oh, yeah, and he went to the Hustler store with his chick, and she was pretty.
Yeah.
And she goes, maybe I'll try on some of this lingerie for you. And while she goes in to try lingerie, he just starts hitting on the girl who works there.
Yeah.
I said, you're cute. You're better looking than she is, I think.
Was that real, or was that produced?
It's like he was doing it. It was produced in the sense that they're like, you don't have to take this seriously. Be ridiculous.
Yeah.
They don't care if you're having a good time on the date. It's just like, they're like, yeah, if this is going to be a thing where it's like, oh, they're like, this guy's goofy. So they just lead him to be goofy and like do his thing.
What was the
one? He called the girl disgusting for saying he was like, do you hook up a lot? She was like, no, not a lot, really. He goes, why? He goes, I bet you hook up a lot, don't you? And he goes, no, you're disgusting. He called her disgusting.
What was the one where they were on the ship together? Shipmates?
That was my favorite one because that one girl is a reality star. I don't know what you call that. She jumps from reality show to reality show. Rain or something like that. She was on Rock of Love. And she was on Shipmates with a guy for 3 days. And she, I think they had to stop her. She grabbed a knife or something or threatened to like hurt somebody. And she's been on multiple reality shows. And she is absolutely batshit and has done porn, I believe.
Yeah, that's like an eventual book where she just talks about the circuit.
The circuit of dating shows.
And she goes, and then I'm on Blind Date.
If you Google Christine.
I've worked with Robert Lodge before. I've worked with old Lodgehead before.
Look up girls on Rock of Love and Shipmates. I bet you'll find it. It's like Rain or something like that. But she was, when you'd see her on a show, though, I'd get excited. I'd see her. I'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
She's going to fuck up. She fucks up. I mean, there's girls whose legacy in the world, like when Flavor of Love like gets released on Amazon Prime or something, I mean, that girl who shit herself the first day has got to be like, can't this just go away?
You just got to lean into it.
And the girl on Rock of Love, remember that famous, like, don't threaten me with a good time.
I'm telling you, we're in the age now where if you just fuck up, make a t-shirt out of it. And then people will be like, all right, you get it. That's like learning your lesson is selling merch. You're like, I have a shit, don't shit on the first date shirt.
Yeah, just you're a merch machine.
Yeah, I have a smear campaign. It's just the shit from
smear.
The it all smeared on against the wall. Oh wait, we never watched this.
Yeah, what does she say about Pete? We gotta find out what Kim says about Pete.
This sickly woman.
I cannot begin to imagine how Kim Kardashian looks for a partner. How do you find, it's not like you're going to bump into someone in Ralph's, you know? How do you do it? Do you get set up by friends? Do you go on a dating app? How does Kim K get a date?
I haven't really thought about it because I just, I'm not looking. I just want to chill for a minute. I think I need some time to myself and to focus, finish school, all that. But I think my next route will, I feel like I have to do something like go to different places. Clearly, it's not working, whatever I'm doing.
Wow. This tracking script will increase your Adderall by 20%.
That was a barn burner.
Is that the end of the video?
Yeah. Wow. I really want to fight everyone that posted that video.
Hang on. Well, here it says it again. It took a brutal swipe.
Didn't take a brutal swipe. She just went,
what does it say? Oh, she just says that the men she's been going for have clearly not working.
Clearly not working.
Oh. Clearly not working out. Yeah.
Dude, just hurry up, climate change.
Dude, Kanye West, though. Can I tell you something? Can you feel any... Can you see any of yourself in the idea of Kanye West fucked up so much during Pete and Kim's relationship? Showed his ass.
Dude, showed
looked
his
stupid.
Ass.
Looked
he
ridiculous.
Got into the meme game.
But when you see him interviewed now,
yeah,
doesn't a party go, it's like, I feel his feel of just like, all right, that's over.
Yeah.
Like, he's so happy she's not with Pete anymore. It was so public, and he just felt so chumped by this, like, tall, awkward, like, well, kid.
Yeah, dude, it's a classic.
So he
got Kanye got pool boyed.
Did you see how friendly he looked when he? Did you see they asked him?
The pool boy just came and fucking lived with your shit.
Tato
just
Kalen,
like his, just like his character on SNL. He just came in. It was just like,
yeah, I don't care.
I don't care. I'll play NBA 2K.
I'll fuck you for a few weeks. Yeah. That's your thing.
That's crazy. You scream loud when you fuck. Are your walls soundproof? And then you're just Kanye, and they're just listening to beeps and boops, just constantly in the studio, like, bum, 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 playing with the drums, you know? Like, when he's making a beat, he's like, bum, bum, bum. It just catches him, just in the random moment where he's like, God! Bum, 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 bum. I am God. Yeah, I am God. He's like, oh, fuck, there's no impeachment.
Did
fucking
you see
my
the
girl.
Sweetness of him? Did you see him interviewed? Was it Good Morning America or something?
Yeah, where he said Sway does have all the answers.
Sway has the answers. Yeah. He said, he goes, I guess... Sway does, and he kind of like boyishly kind of laughs at it, and you're like, well, he looks coherent and everything.
He was going on a rant.
He really didn't like that this 20-something-year-old was porking his kid's mom.
He even went out his way to be like, I love comedy. I love Anthony Jeselnik. And then he was like, he's like, but Pete ain't funny.
Like, he also just said that he was one of his favorite comics. Like, he named his favorite comics and put me, Chappelle,
me.
Which is so funny because he doesn't understand that he's been getting celebrity laughs for fucking 15 years. You know what I mean?
Oh, when I come into a room, everyone stay laughing.
Oh, I go, I call this, and so I got this joke where I call Friday Friday. Everyone loses it.
He did a whole big ABC interview. I want to watch it, actually, but I think it's
just
like...
Just get in. Dig in. Yeah. Just dig in and crawl around in it.
Yeah, maybe you will, maybe you won't. I said that I was going to do it with the Tucker Carlson Kid Rock interview. I never watched it once.
Dude, it was just Tucker going in for a kiss the whole time. He goes, what are you doing?
He goes, hey, man.
Hey.
What's up with that?
Hey, all right. No, I was just here to talk about...
What are you doing?
Rock and roll.
Yeah. What are you doing?
He goes, I don't know.
He goes, I don't know. He sang a song about build that wall. Yo.
Hey. The Kanye one, he just looks like someone, I think it was Chris Allen, the comic, Chris Allen.
DC?
Yeah, tweeted out Kanye was dressed like an insurrectionist.
he really looks tactical.
Dude, it looks so perfect. Yeah, I want to give him credit because I think it was Chris Allen.
He looked tactical.
Yeah, man. That
but he looks so sweet. It was like the first time he didn't seem like crazy.
Jacob, who do you think the next woman Pete's going to fuck to break your heart is going to be? We need to, you know what we need? He needs to track Pete like a storm.
Or like Santa?
Yeah.
Like if he was the Santa app?
But more like, yeah, you just got to have him.
Oh, no, he's hovering over the CW studios.
Or like a, yeah, dude, if Pete goes loose in the CW lot,
you're going to be so upset.
He's going to shish kebab three of those girls on his big pecker.
I would be miserable.
I got sucked off in a closet at a party the other day. You guys ever had a Famke Jensen?
You guys ever done a Justice League orgy?
Dude, Gal Gadot is like first date anal stuff.
Dude, that's pretty crazy. I was in a Marvel movie. I was in a DC movie, so they gave me access to the lot. They let me go. They said, dog will hunt.
Said, turn loose. We got to do something with all these Flash actors that didn't get any money.
Oh, we got to fuck them. Jacob, did you see the CW trailer for Supergirl where the poster they made? I think I saved it. A couple people tagged us in it. It was Superman on the CW, and it was like...
Superman, I think I've seen Superman is coming.
Yeah. Superman is coming in Supergirl. Like the way they phrased it.
He's coming in Supergirl?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to try to find it. It is.
I saw a trailer for TBS, I guess, is showing Titans now.
Yeah, but how older can, seasons.
But how can they do that? I thought it was like rated, like, it's like, I thought it was like dark and violent, right?
It's not so bad.
No?
But They do curse. Maybe they show it late, and maybe they probably edit it.
Oh, maybe. But it looks like so the final season's coming. It looked like the trailer for that looked awesome.
Yeah. Is that edited?
Superman is coming in Supergirl?
I don't know if it's edited or not. I can't imagine somebody.
You can't let that by, pass. Dude.
Oh, isn't that like, hasn't that guy been Superman?
Taylor. Yeah, this is an old ad. That's why I don't know.
Oh.
It's like a really.
Oh, yeah, because he's the one.
The show's
like,
not even
that's
on
the
anymore.
One with his bitchy kids, right? That's the one with his kids were Taylor. Like, yeah. God, why do you got to be Superman on my soccer game night?
Oh, his kids I want suck. You to understand me as my dad, not as the world's strongest person. Why can't you just be my dad and not be an alien that's here to protect us?
Well, I'm not faster than a speeding bullet, okay? I have to train.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I know you didn't know your parents, but like I do know you, so why aren't you around more?
I don't want to hear what Pop-Pop Jor-El would have said again.
Yeah, I get it. Your dad died because of a tornado. Your Earth dad.
On Krypton, kids used to not talk back to their parents. Shut up! We're so far from Krypton!
We used to walk to school both ways. Shut up. No, you didn't. No, you were a baby when they launched you. God, Kal-El.
You don't even know what Krypton was like.
I'm your dad. You call me dad. Whatever, Kal-El.
Hey, Kal-El.
Yeah.
You dad.
Know, it's dad. I swear to God, Lois, I'm going to put my hand right through his fucking head.
He goes, you can call me Clark or Dad. He goes, I'm not calling you Clark, Dad.
Dude, what if he came to school and was like, my dad hits me. And they're like, Clark Kent would never hit his kids. And he goes, picks up his shirt and it says laser eye marks on his torso. And they go, oh, fuck, your dad's Superman. And we got to stop Child Protective Services going to the Superman's house.
CPS is getting involved.
CPS is like, now Superman... I don't want to say what happened. He goes, I promise you, you good citizens, I didn't hurt my own children. Yeah.
He goes, what happened to your toes? My dad super breathed them until they turned black and fell off. Yeah. He goes, your father super breathed them. He goes, also, can you imagine hanging that over the head of like, you know how kids will do that? It's like, I'll call the CPS and say you hit me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what? He goes, I'll expose you. Yeah. Everybody goes, going to school today. He goes, might tell a few friends that you're Superman, Clark. Hey, don't say shit like that.
Hey,
sit down.
Get back here. Why did you say that? He goes, I don't know.
No, maybe, I don't know. Might just have a slip up.
Maybe you can fly to Japan and get me a PS5. and then everybody doesn't have to know.
And then Derek in next to me at home doesn't have to know that you're my dad's Superman.
You know Derek, whose dad works for the newspaper? For the Smallville Bee.
Someone knows. That's what I'm saying. A teenager? How are you holding that in as a teenager? They go,
for
dude, my dad would fucking kick your dad's ass.
Can I see your tits if I tell you my dad's Superman?
Yeah, oh, for sure. He goes,
they want to see.
You want to see my dad's indestructible cape?
You want? If I wear the cape, can I finger you?
Oh, dude, I totally would have fallen for that too when I was younger. She goes, can I like, yeah, let's go make out. Like up in the Fortress of Solitude or whatever.
Goes, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know the code.
You should give me that. You should give me that piece. You should give me that piece of kryptonite.
Yeah. He goes,
okay.
I mean, it is my father's one thing, but
it's the one thing that could take down our whole family.
I guess you could hold it for a night.
I guess
promise to give it back though. And then she goes, oh, but I let Jessica hold it now.
Jessica Luther. Yeah, Jessica Luther. That could be big trouble for my family. Oh, no.
Jessica Luther Barty goes, no. Is her dad out of jail? Yeah, he's like been out. He's got a bunch of wacky drawings in his house and some big ideas. He goes, no, you got to get that back for me.
He lives in the apartment complex by the 15. And you go, did you give it to
her? She said she lost it.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, dude.
You guys would want to tell Luther the secret to get laid like a normal kid. These whiny pussies want to say how it sucks to be Superman's dad.
And they have powers, you said.
One of them does.
Which one, the boy?
They're both boys. They're two boys. One of them has powers. One of them has to have powers.
You find out you got the powers. Guess who gets the big room?
Yeah.
Also, though, the kid who doesn't have powers, he spends his whole life rationalizing. He goes, it's actually like better. Like people like... There's so many people out there who like want something from you, but like I'm just like that's fine for me. No, I don't care. Yeah. I'd rather not.
You know what my superpower is? Writing.
He goes, where's your dad and brother? He goes, flying around the earth, turning time backwards. Why?
I don't know.
Why aren't you with him? He goes, it's not even my thing, really.
Yeah,
I'm more of like an in-house guy.
I respect gravity. Unlike those two?
I'm a film student.
Unlike those two assholes?
I respect gravity.
Unlike those two assholes?
Yeah, I think the yellow sun is for, you know...
For giving, gardening.
Yeah, gardening and stuff.
For the plants and for the animals, but, you know.
These two guys apparently use it to heat vision people in half and look at tits through walls.
Guess they're Barry Bonds fans, too.
Yeah, dude. Do you find out your dad and brother are just fucking staring at chicks through locker room walls?
Oh, the creepiness that you find out about your dad. You know how like people discover their dads like nudie mags or watching porn.
You find out. You just find out why you moved next to a fucking Orange Theory.
Yeah, he goes, "Why are we?" He goes, "Dad, oh my god, that Pilates class lines up with dad's outdoor work."
Hey, leave me alone out here.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.